May 19, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, A Time to Lament. Opening prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the message of the gospel. Thank you for providing everything I need to share with others the hope it offers. Read Joel chapter 1, verses 13 through 20. A call to lamentation. Put on sackcloth, you priests, and mourn. Wail, you who minister before the altar. Come, spend the night in sackcloth, you who minister before my God. For the grain offerings and drink offerings are withheld from the house of your God. Declare a holy fast. Call a sacred assembly. Summon the elders and all who live in the land to the house of the Lord your God, and cry out to the Lord. Alas for that day! For the day of the Lord is near. It will come like destruction from the Almighty. Has not the food been cut off before our very eyes? Joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seeds are shriveled beneath the clods. The storehouses are in ruins. The granaries have been broken down, for the grain has dried up. How the cattle moan! The herds mill about because they have no pasture. Even the flocks of sheep are suffering. To you, Lord, I call, for fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness, and flames have burned up all the trees of the field. Even the wild animals pant for you. The streams of water have dried up, and fire has devoured the pastures in the wilderness. Reflect. It's time to stop. Lay aside your to-do list. The greater the challenge you face, the more essential it is to do nothing but pray. Later, God will show you what actions to take. What can we do when disaster strikes? The obvious answer, pray, is not necessarily our first response. Perhaps this is because we are not sure how to pray in such circumstances. Lament, so central to the prayer of the Bible and the Psalms, is not so widely practiced by the church today. But before we can cry out to the Lord for answers, we need to mourn the gravity of the situation. This makes psychological as well as spiritual sense. Joel addresses the spiritual leaders of his nation. They need to initiate a unified response to what is happening. The desperate food shortage had hit the very heart of the nation's worship, its daily sacrifice in which the fruits of the land were offered to God. The call is then to go out to the elders and all who live in the land, to assemble at the temple to cry out to God. In verse 19, as forest fires take hold, the prophet himself adds his voice to this growing outpouring of prayer. Apply. Is there a journey of prayer you need to go on? Is it one you need to take with others, not just alone? Does it lead through the unfamiliar territory of lament? Psalm chapter 42 may be a place to start. Closing prayer. Lord, forgive me for those times when I have taken tragedies lightly in my world, and especially in the lives of others. I ask for your heart, your love, and your compassion, always.